That brings us to today, because Alexis loves action movies and last week assigned me the 2014 Keanu Reeves hit John Wick.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Now, if you haven't seen the movie, I will also give a general spoiler alert because I will be talking about specific plot points. So if you have not seen this 7-year-old movie, you cannot blame me because I'll be talking about, as Bethany says, I'm going to talk about it all. But I will begin. I will do this as an actor in one of these overly dramatic action movies. I will tell you what I think of it as a character in one of these movies.
Oh, okay.
Alexis, you made a big mistake picking this movie. Because I loved it.
Yes! Yes, we did!
Yes!
It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed this. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say loved, maybe big L like. No, you know what? It's Friday. I'll be drunk in like 4 hours. So I'll say I small L loved it.
Yay. What did you love about it?
Well, let me just say right off the bat, and here's where the spoilers are going to go a-flying. I love Keanu. I have been with Keanu the whole ride. When he first came out and he was a dude and everyone made fun of his acting abilities, Point Break, when my best friend Diener and I just wanted him, we were there with Bill and Ted. We were there with Bram Stoker's Dracula when they tried to make him dramatic and everyone made fun of him.
Yeah.
But now he is in such, and then the Matrix, I wasn't really a big fan of. I do not enjoy the Matrix, I am here for 40, 50 something Keanu Reeves. I'm here for it.
Yes.
I want it. I want on the ride.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
They're working on chapter 4 right now, Jay, so you can just keep rolling right through.
So right off the bat, the director and the writers, they hook you and they know how to hook you because they make you give a darn,
mm-hmm.
and they make you want Keanu to get revenge. And what I mean by that is if you don't know the movie, it opens up and Keanu has just lost his beloved wife. And right off the bat, I'm thinking, I was watching, I'm like, wow, this is good acting by Keanu. This is because you could feel the pain. I mean, obviously he loved this woman and they had a connection. I even felt the connection and I was like, okay. And then she's, and you can already tell that it was one of those relationships where she made him better. And so right away, you know, he's going to be listless. He's going to be, he's going to be floundering. So, and then you discover that she left him a gift and the gift is a puppy.
Oh, Daisy.
And she wrote him a note because she was battling a long-term disease. So she had prepared this. And so then the puppy comes and I'm like, oh, look at the puppy. And then the puppy serves as a catalyst to reveal to you that Keanu had a whole other life. Because these crooks start tormenting him about his car and they steal his car. And then, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to be blunt. These thieves, these crooks end up breaking into his house and killing the puppy.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, if there is a mechanism to get me, the viewer, to want the protagonist to beat the living hell out of
That's
everybody.
That's why we knew you'd love it.
Yes. And it's like, not, kill as many people as you need to. Yeah. We get it.
Not beat, but I wanted him, and I'm not a violent person, but I wanted him to take a blowtorch to every bad guy in this movie. And I wasn't going to stop watching the movie until everybody was dead. I wanted everybody dead. I wanted everybody responsible for the killing of that puppy. Mm-hmm. I didn't even really care about the wife. I didn't even care.
Yeah.
I didn't care about anything else but revenge for Daisy.
Yes.
And, but along my revenge route, or along my motivation for liking it, I ended up liking it for other reasons. I, not being an action guy, I liked the world they created. This little universe of this underground, like John was in this world before he switched, before he got out of it. Kind of like the mob, but not the mob. I don't like mob movies. But this underworld kind of crime, and he was the legendary hitman, I guess you could call him. People mm-hmm. feared him. He was the boogeyman. But he got out of it because of the love of his wife. But then... you come to find out the morons that killed the puppy didn't even know it was John Wick, like the John Wick. And then as the viewer, you realize John is legendary and they have messed with the wrong guy.
He has nothing to lose, too.
No, thus the cat and mouse or dog and mouse game. And you are introduced, like, I just love the world. Ian McShane from Deadwood is in it.
Yeah.
William Dafoe is in it, and this little world, like, he stays in this hotel that is a wink-wink part of this universe, and I love the clerk. I love the desk clerk. The fight scenes, I'm not usually into this, but there is one moment where I did snicker. I went, okay, that's cool. He is in this bathhouse.
Oh, girl. Yes.
He is in this bathhouse, and it is like Bette Midler, bathhouse Betty girl. He is in there, and he is like, boom, 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 boom. Everybody, he's walking down like, boom, you're dead. Boom, you're dead. You killed my puppy. Behold, boom, you're dead.
And looking so cool doing it, right?
And he's in a suit. I was going to end with that. He does all of this in a finely tailored suit. I'm just going to say. So there's one scene, this is what I snickered about, this choreographed, this great set piece of this this rampage, this massacre through, revenge massacre through this bathhouse. He's looking for the puppet killers. There's one point where he runs out of bullets, and he's like, and everyone's still coming toward him, and he literally is just, he's like, this one guy's, and he has enough time. He's so good. He has enough time to distract the guy with pain, and then he's like, boom, and he reloads, and he's like, boom, shoots him.
Yes.
It's just like 4 seconds that was, I rewound it like 3 times, because he's just so suave and so good. Then he keeps going.
You
anyway,
rewound it.
I rewound that little part.
Oh my God. Just wait. So I mean, the action sequences just keep getting more amazing. I marvel at the choreography, because it's like a dance. I mean, I want to be there when they choreograph these things.
Yeah. We're going to go, but there is, and I love the directing. It's very modern noir, and there's a shot where he's in this club, this bathhouse, and there's this swirl animation behind him as he is hunting, and he's coming toward the camera with this animation behind him, and it's beautifully lit with the strobe lights of the club, and Keanu is walking toward the camera, and you are just like, I am stimulated, and I am horny, like I want him, and I want him to kill me, and I want everything.
He looks so good. Yeah, anyway. Jace. Yes. Okay.
Oh my God. This is the action movie you love the most, I think.
This is the movie of this whole stupid ass segment. This is the movie that I have loved the most.
Yes.
Out of any iteration of this ridiculous segment, John Wick, again, I am here for it all. And the best moment, because you know this is going to happen, I stood up and cheered when Puppy Killer got his due. I was like, that's right, Behold. You don't kill puppies.
That's
anyway.
What you get. We were pretty easy on each other, all three of us, for this first foray back into old school Force movie reviews.
That all ends when we return.
No! That implies... Oh!
Enough love.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On this Friday, May 14th, 2021, it's Forced Movie Review Friday. I just reviewed the assignment from Alexis, 2014's John Wick. And I loved it. If Alexis wanted me to lie, I hate it, she failed miserably because I actually really, really loved it. And I didn't mind the $4 I spent to rent it. So that's good. Well, and you know how this goes. So if you're new to our show, the way it works is that I now assign Dawn, because we all assign each other in a genre we love. I am now going to assign Dawn, because I love them, a fabulous rom-com. Dawn, are you ready?
No. Yes. Okay.
I was easy on you last time, but... Dawn, today's movie is...
No.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Do I get it, or can you pick it up?
Hello? Oh. Right now?
Oh, no. I don't like it.
Oh, okay. I'll do it.
Oh. Who's that?
That was Dan Seaman.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah?
He has activated a change in Force Movie Reviews.
Oh.
Oh, what did he say?
Dawn will not be reviewing a movie, because next week, Kenny will be reviewing Titanic. For the first time in Forced Movie Review history, Kenny will be reviewing a movie that he hates or thinks that he hates.
Well, he's never seen it.
Yeah, the 1997 hit Titanic, directed by James Cameron and starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know that next Friday is the 21st, right? And that I'm off?
No.
You know that, right?
What just happened?
I'm off the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st.
Oh, you are? Oh,
did you just make that up?
And the following week, and all of most of July.
No.
And probably August and September.
No. Every Friday you're off?
No. No, I mean, this comes, as they say, on The Lion King, from on high. It's just, we have gotten this order. Uh-huh. From the highest of the high, not even mid-level management, B. Arthur. No, this is from the Grand Poobah himself, the Emperor, has made it so. He basically said, "Make it so, make it so." So,
well, he can go to hell.
Oh my God! Oh God!
Just so
you just got
he's coming
Chrissy
to my
Teigen
office.
On him.
He's actually in town, and I will be seeing him later today. So,
thank him. Give him a big hug.
I wouldn't doubt it if he changes his mind, and on Monday he'll let you know that he made a mistake, and this probably is a bad idea.
Well, let's ask him, because he's calling in right now. Emperor?
Hey, it's Dan.
Hi, Dan. This is My Talk 107.1. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. How you doing, Dan?
Never heard of you.
Oh,
tell him we're on the air, Jason.
That's right. Legally, thank you, Alexis. Legally, we have to tell you we're on the air right now. Dan, we just told Kenny that for the first time ever, he has to do a forced movie review, and he has to watch Titanic. Now, I told him it was in direct order from you. Can you please confirm that?
100% yes.
That's definitely Dan.
That is Dan. We can confirm this is Dan's voice.
Yes.
Because you were saying you're all about fairness, right, Dan? And for months, we, Lex, Dawn, and I have watched movies we've hated, and fair is fair. He's a part of the show now, right, Dan?
I absolutely agree with that.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
I think Titanic's a great choice.
He's never seen it. He may enjoy
He's never seen it, Dan. He's never seen Titanic.
Wow, that's the least surprising thing I've heard today.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
No, did you hang up on him already?
I did hang up on, yeah.
No, that some bitch better bring his checkbook, because this is going to cost him.
Oh, my God. Get your checkbook ready.
Did he just use the country? That some bitch better bring his checkbook. Country.
That sounded like he was from Arkansas.
He went all Deliverance on us right there.
Hey, wait, his checkbook. What amount are you expecting this check to be, Kenny?
Well, I can't decide if I need a bump in salary or just a one-time fee.
Oh.
But something's going to happen here. Yeah, something. Something's going to happen.
Oh, that is good. That is fantastic. Well, I mean, you can kind of thank us. We've put you in a good position then. If you're talking about that stuff, this is a perfect week to assign you a movie, Kenny.
So. We'll see. We'll see. We'll talk again next Friday. We'll see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you'll have to review it next Friday, so you better get on it.
To be safe, you might want to assign Dawn a movie anyway. just as a backup plan, just in case.
Dawn, go ahead on the grid if you just want to put Kenny Titanic Force movie review next Friday. That's right.
We'll put that down. I love it.
What a great way to end the
week.
I'm
going to tell you already, I hate it. So I don't know what else there is to say. I mean, it's not an accident that I haven't seen this movie.